The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. And from there, Jesus arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know. Yet he could not be hidden. But immediately, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the little children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up into heaven, Jesus sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may we indeed be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. Did you guys know that Jesus has a Twitter account? Anybody know that? I'm serious. He's got 600,000 followers. Wow, that's a big number, right? Not when you compare it to Katy Perry, though, who has 100 million followers. Katy Perry's got 100 million followers. Just below that, just a little under 100 million, is Justin Bieber. Former President Barack Obama has around 90 million. And President Trump has about 35 million followers. We'll leave political conversation out for the moment. All right, when you follow someone such as Taylor Swift or Kim Kardashian on Twitter, you're able to keep up with their daily activities on a host of topics that they tell you about. And social media then has given an unprecedented access for people to get to know their favorite political or social or actor or athlete person. This is a platform where those people's voices can be heard. And so they seek as much attention as possible in an effort to get more followers, right? Well, an interesting thing in our gospel today is that it's pretty safe to assume Jesus would not have interest in Twitter in his day. That's why it didn't exist, right? Rather than seeking the attention, the accolades of the crowd, we find Jesus doing quite the opposite in our text in Mark. Jesus takes the deaf and mute man away to a silent place. It's an interesting moment there. And then Jesus restores the man. And after the miracle, Jesus tells the witnesses, "Shh, don't tell anybody." Well, that's not like Twitter, is it? Twitter, you want to tell everyone. Jesus isn't so much concerned about the crowds. Jesus is concerned about the one. He's concerned about the one deaf and mute person. He is concerned about the one little girl whose mother has come and said, "Heal my little girl. She's got demons. Take care of her." And Jesus goes and takes care of people. He is concerned about the hurting one. Well, Jesus is quite a bit different than the famous people of our day, isn't he? They have the Twitter accounts from the current president to every pop star under the sun. These folks want to be heard, they want to be followed, but they also don't want to be bothered, and they claim boundaries. They don't want the throngs of people coming to them. Our Lord himself would go away to a quiet place with his disciples. And what happened when Jesus went away? A lot of times, there were already throngs of people there, weren't there? They had run ahead, and they knew where he was going, and they found, oh, hey, Jesus is going to be there, and I'm going to find healing and a story of restoration if I follow Jesus. And rather than turning the crowds away and not letting the paparazzi come near him, Jesus has compassion on the people. He shows that compassion to the deaf man. He shows that compassion to the little girl and to the mother. And Jesus is always concerned about the one. That's why we come here, isn't it? Jesus is concerned about the one. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever, tomorrow. He's a God of love, a God who cares about each and every one of you so much that he died for us and that he lives for us. Jesus is the same Jesus, whether he's in front of the crowds or alone with one person. He shows mercy and kindness before the governor or before the king. He shows mercy and kindness to the sick, to the lame. Whether he's feeding 5,000 or forgiving one woman, he is the same Jesus now and forever. Jesus doesn't just walk on past, not care for someone. He instead stops. He touches. He prays. I don't know if you noticed in that Mark passage that he looked up to heaven, right? And he knew that there would be healing to the person through the Heavenly Father. Jesus stops. He touches. He prays. He heals. And that's a good thing for us to hear on this day, that he stops, that he touches, that he prays, that he heals each and every one of us. He forgives each and every one of us. He stops for us who are the least, the lost, the low. And he prays, he touches, he heals us. Now, Jesus' concern for the deaf and the mute and the demon-possessed is also a deep-seated concern for you, as I said. The one who touches the unclean and associates with tax collectors and prostitutes and even Gentiles, those who are not the Jewish people, is concerned about you and your hurts and your pains as well. The one who looks the deaf and mute person in the eyes and touches his fingers to the man's tongue. Isn't that a strange story? Another strange story that defies logic. We're starting to talk in our Bible class today about logic. And Jesus defies that. Because Jesus does unseen things, unknown things that we don't even understand. And we're so thankful that he'll do those things to bless us, to give us his grace, to give us his forgiveness, to give us his healing. Jesus still comes and he opens ears. He grants tongues to speak his name, to speak the power of the Holy Spirit, that people would know that faith in Jesus and know the healing and love that he grants. And Jesus is a person of his word, a commanding word, and he has concern for all those who are bound in addiction, those who are beaten down by the burdens of life. by burdens of guilt. Jesus cares for the one. Who's that one? You. He cares for you. Now, through Jesus' forgiveness, Jesus still frees those who are held captive by their past. And what a comfort that is, that our past is forgotten by the Lord. And we're not alone. We have that Savior who is with us, who cares for us, who loves us. Now, there are certainly crowds who are amazed by Jesus during his earthly ministry, but this reading from Mark reminds us that his larger concern is for each and every person, and that's just the sort of Lord that the Lord Jesus is. Because he does all things well. He honors his Heavenly Father. He obeys him when we couldn't. We're not perfect, are we? But he was for us. He does all things well. He submits to the law of the land. Jesus is a dutiful servant. As a teacher, Jesus teaches his hearers what is good and right and true. As a king, Jesus shows his mercy to the least and lowest, as I said. As a savior, he comes to rescue those who are lost and forgiven. And Jesus can only do good because he is God, and God is good. And God is also what? Another four-letter word. Love. Love. God is good. God is love. And we're thankful that he comes for each and every one of us. So, wherever Jesus goes, he does what is good, what is pleasing to his Father. He submits to his Father's will, which we state is his good and perfect will. And at the end of Jesus creating, God the Father looks back over all that he has made and notes that it is good. And it's good because God can only do what is truly and fully good. How about you? Can you do only what's truly and good, fully good? What does the Bible say? Our best is as what?
Filthy rags.
It's really grosser than that. If you really look at the text, it's like bad stuff. Our best is junk. But God's best is fully and truly good. So Jesus restores even the enemy and the daughter who was demon-possessed. That Syrophoenician lady, she was from a land that was from enemies. But Jesus restores her even. Jesus restores the deaf and the mute. And the people then say, he does all things well. Well, for us, that makes sense, right? Jesus does all things well because he is God, and God does all things well. And so we're thankful for that. And he doesn't stop doing things well. He did it right up to the end as he is on the cross saying, it is finished. He had completed the work of his recreation and looked back over all that he had done and declared that his work was completed, it is finished, and it is good. Sounds like the creation story, doesn't it? He looked over all that he had made and saw that it was good. And he keeps on doing good as he strengthens the weak, as he comforts the sorrowful, as he shows mercy to the forsaken, as he forgives the contrite heart. Jesus is the God of love. Jesus is the God of good. Now, in our daily lives, we really need to be reminded regularly that Christ Jesus does all things well. When we suffer all sorts of hardships and difficulties, our Lord is still doing all things well. Now, in our daily society, they would dispute you and say, really? Your God's doing all things well? What about those treatments that aren't bringing healing that we hoped for? But yet our Lord continues to do all things well as he grants grace to endure the suffering. How about when we look around the world and see violence and terror, hunger and disease. Well, we're comforted in knowing that our Lord is continuing to do all things well. He continues to accomplish His good and gracious will as His word is proclaimed, and as the saints of God serve in their daily callings, as the sick are receiving healing through doctors. We have some doctors in the house and some psychologists and different caretakers. We have people that help heal as God's instruments. And as the hungry are fed and countless are served by the hands of people like you. Now, seeing evil in the world does not mean Christ Jesus is not doing all things well anymore. On the contrary, in this evil world, He continues to break and to hinder the plans of the devil and the world as He carries out good through His holy ones wherever and however they serve, and usually without any notice or fanfare. But Jesus also does all things well as He forgives your sins. As we have come already and been absolved of our sins, the Word has worked and said, hey, you know what? You're forgiven. You are forgiven. You are a different person. Now go forward in a different state of mind. Not as the world, but as one who is loved, who's cared for, who has the compassion of Jesus given to them through His forgiveness. Go forth in that forgiveness. Go forth knowing that you are indeed loved by the heavenly Savior, Jesus. Well, our Lord certainly did all things well in His ministry, and He continues to do well in His word as that's proclaimed. And as we, the church, the body of Jesus, serve as His hands and feet as we serve the world. And as our Lord does all things well, He still shows care and concern for each person. So may you go forth today knowing that Jesus does all things well. Jesus does good things for you, especially in His granting you forgiveness and making you a person who is free. Free to go forth in His name, loved. Free to go forth in that love. Free to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. Free to go forth as a person who has loving arms wrapped around them. You are free in Jesus. Now go forth serving Him because you are loved by the one who does all things, not just a few things, but who does all things well. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the excitement of the kids this morning that they are enthused by your love. Lord, grant us that same type of enthusiasm, that we would go forth excitedly and share you with a hurting world that needs your love, that needs to know that you do all things well, even when the devil tries to disturb what you do well. Lord, you're still behind the scenes, making things happen. And Lord, work in our hearts that we would be people who would do things well in your holy name, that we would serve you and let other people know of your rich love for each and every one of us, for each and every person who walks this earth. You love them. You love us. You do all things well for us. And you stop to care for the one. You stop to care for us. Thank you, Jesus. We pray all this in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.